Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss allusion. Now, what is an allusion? Allusion, A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. What is an allusion? Allusion is basically an implied or indirect reference. The reference can be to a person, event, another literary text, or maybe some idea. Now, why is allusion used? Generally, the purpose of allusion is to give some additional information, some elaboration, to provide further meaning, and at times also to make some ironic comments. So this is the purpose of allusion. And an important thing is, allusion is not explicit. Matlab, explicitly nahi hota ye. It is only implied or implicit or indirectly referred to. Now in English literature, or let's say Western literature, now you will find many examples where writers allude to or refer to biblical characters or characters from Greek mythology. Wo sab to common hai, that is common. But modern writers like T.S. Eliot, James Joyce, Ezra Pound, they not only refer to biblical characters or events, but also literary texts from other cultures. For instance, you'll find in his poems references to Indian culture, Indian literary texts. Now let's consider an example of allusion to be able to understand what exactly allusion is. Now, in T.S. Eliot's Wasteland, you'll find many allusions, and you know, the Wasteland is particularly famous for many allusions that it contains. And one such allusion is this, where a woman is described at her dressing table. I quote, "The chair she sat in like a burnished throne," okay? "The chair she sat in like a burnished throne glowed on the marble." Now, this is an ironic allusion. Allusion to whom? To Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra, where Shakespeare describes Cleopatra, you know, Cleopatra's boat. I quote, "The barge she sat in, like a burnished throne, burned on the water," unquote. So this is the original line of Shakespeare in Antony and Cleopatra, where Cleopatra is described. And T.S. Eliot, in his The Wasteland, refers to this idea when he describes the, you know, a lady at her dressing table. Okay, so this is an example of allusion. And this is allusion because T.S. Eliot does not explicitly say that, okay, he is referring to some Shakespearean description of Cleopatra. He just uses it. It is indirectly implied. And writers like T.S. Eliot, James Joyce and Ezra Pound, they have a tendency of using, you know, obscure and specialized kind of allusions. So only those readers who are well-read, who are scholars of literature, will be able to understand the different allusions, and particularly in his work called The Wasteland. And this is one of the reasons, the presence of, you know, many allusions in his work that makes the interpretation of The Wasteland very difficult for a layman or an ordinary reader. So what is allusion? An indirect or implied reference.